You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Mike Tenor at T-Storm Weather in Chicago to talk about the weather forecast. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Been traveling a lot this week. It looks like we will get some weather, but let's hold off on that just a bit. And we'll start in Argentina, where they have been suffering some dry conditions. What can you tell me about things there today?
Well, their corn crop has been very dry since about November 1st. If you take a look at some of the data that we have access to, you'll see that they're in the middle of their third driest period since 1980, going back to November 1st, and also the driest since the same period in 2007. Now, it is a little bit early to be concerned with Argentina corn and soybean crops, but we would argue this. The earliest planted corn, which includes about a third to maybe 40% of their total corn crop, was planted in October and into early November. That corn typically begins to pollinate about now and then for the next 2, 3, 4 weeks. So given the lack of rain that we've seen over the last 30 to 40 days, and with a dry forecast going forward, we do have some concerns that this crop will begin to pollinate under stressful conditions. The real question for everybody is what happens once we get beyond the next 10 days, because we have pretty high confidence that there is very little rainfall coming up for these areas through about next Friday. Once we get into the following weekend, that's where things get a little bit interesting, because there are some hints that a storm system will pass. Now, this system will more than likely produce a few thunderstorms in Argentina. That would take place next Sunday, which is December 18th. So the question is, will this turn into a major rain event? Will it be a minor event? Will it mark the start of a new pattern? Typically, when these types of situations unfold, what we see is that we'll get a couple of thunderstorms here and there, but it's unlikely to mark a true change to a new pattern, because we need to see 1, 2, 3, 4 of these systems in a row to really mark a pattern change. We don't think that's the case, but that is what we'll be following, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that next Thursday as well.
Let's turn your attention to the northern Corn Belt, where snow has been piling up, cold air has been drifting lower, and we've got some here in our part of the world, too. Looks like we'll have snow events eventually.
We think there will be some significant snowfall across a big chunk of the Corn Belt starting on Saturday and continuing all the way through Monday. 1, 2, or maybe even 3 storm systems are going to race along the Interstate 80 corridor. And each one of these has the potential to dump several inches of snow, with the big one being on Sunday night and into Monday. That's the way it looks today, but we do have some confidence that 3 to 6 inches of snow will affect the Interstate 80 corridor all the way from Iowa through Ohio and points on to the north. And a swath of snowfall from 6 to 12 inches cannot be ruled out from somewhere near the Iowa-Minnesota border through Chicagoland and then into northern Indiana. So we do have some weather on the way that will be of a bit of concern, especially for transportation, and also some of these livestock areas. They don't really want to see a big snowstorm because it's hard to move things around when that happens. But nonetheless, that's just kind of part one, because there's more after that, more than likely though, about 10 days from now. So a very active U.S. weather pattern is underway, and we do expect to see significant snows over the next 10 days.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.